We are learning Zohar for all Bereshit. Item 27, we're starting from the middle. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be aired. So, Zohar, Bereshit, item 27.
Well, what happens to us? What happens here? We need to accept, to receive the light that forms. Without it, it is impossible to breathe. Without it, it is impossible to making the slightest step, the slightest movement. We can depict ourselves as lying in bed. I feel this heaviness that I can't move even the smallest finger. Yes? And I'm in need of this force of vitality to help me to somehow open my eyes. I'm unable to open my eyes even. Yes? That's called the light that reforms that I demand. I don't want to move myself by my corporeal, beast-style powers. I want to move myself only by the light that reforms. That's called the force of bestowal. That all of my movements, all my motions will be only in order to bestow. Otherwise, I don't move. When the person starts to think this, he starts to divide oneself into two bodies. Two bodies. The beast-style goof, the beast-style body, that moves like a beast and does different actions in this world. One has to go to work, right? One has to rest, to wash himself, to feed himself, to put oneself to bed. And that's it. That's his beast. And besides that, he also has to see that he has another body, which is his self, his I. And in this body, in this other body, he is unable to work with it. That body is still motionless because he doesn't have any powers of bestowal. It's a kind of a ghost that is clothed within me, but I'm unable to move it. How can I move it? How can I make it move? For this, I need the light that performs. So, the whole Torah does not speak about my beast, about my goof, my body. That body that I know. It talks about the other body that is still motionless within me. I need to find it, to locate it, to awaken it, to make it move by that same force which I receive from the study. So during the study, we have to think how to receive the force for spiritual resurrection. Well, let's see.
In the Katnut of Yeshut, they're called wonders, named after the Tanhim that's from the Chazan down of Abba and Ima, because they do not stand on their own. And in the Gadlut of Yeshut, they're called the five chariots, named after the Tanhim of their own discernment, because then they already stand on their own. And furthermore, they rely on the 50 wonders of Abba and Ima, because therefore they're called the five reliant ones, or that you can rely on. The five sefirot of Yirsut are called the five sefirot of Tanhim, from the Chazan down of Abba and Ima, that are called the 50 wonders. These five sefirot of Tanhim that come from the Chazan down are called the 50 wonders. They are the three sefirot of Bina and Tiferet and their Tiferet and Malchut that fall during the time of the Katnut and return and ascend during the time of Gadlut. And when they ascend at the time of Gadlut, then they raise with them the lower to the degree of the higher. And therefore it says that when they shine and elevate the hay in order to crown itself, when these 50 wonders raise the hay in order to perceive the gal from above, because these 50 wonders, they raise the lower to the higher in order to receive the mochin. And then after they receive the mochin from the upper, they become five, where their Tanhim itself became five chariots because they came out in their own discernments. And just like Abba and Ima, they divide into three discernments, Abba and Ima and the two discernments of Yirsut from their Chazeh and down. The same way Yirsut is divided into three discernments where their Gal is discerned as Abba and Ima. And from their Chazeh and down, they have two discernments of Yirsut. And these five chariots shine to the five sefirot of Kachabtum of Yirsut Aleph in the conclusive Yirsut, which are the second discernment of the conclusive Yirsut, and they shine to those who come out of it, to the Yirsut that comes out of the Yirsut Aleph, the third discernment of the conclusive Yirsut, which is called Hei of Avaya. And these three discernments in the Hei of Avaya are clarified by way of the three discernments of Abba and Ima, because these three discernments in the Yud, Abba and Ima, they make the three discernments in the Hei of Avaya, which is the conclusive Yirsut. 28. The order of the perception or acceptance of the Paltzufim from one to the other, the 50 wonders of Tanhim from the Chazan down in the Yirsut Bet of Abba and Ima, which are called the nine Sumchim, they shine and raise the hay upwards to the nine Sumchim, because the 50 wonders of Bina and Tum, they raise the lower to the higher, and they crown and they connect within these nine other Sumchim, which are different discernment from the discernment of Abba and Ima. And these nine Sumchim, they rise to the letter Yud, Abba and Ima, which is far above. The Yud is the Ali Elyon to the nine Sumchim, because the Elyon to the nine Sumchim is the Yirsut Aleph. And the Ali Elyon, the upper to the upper, is Abba and Ima, Yud. And this is the order of the reception of the Piltzufim from one another, where the Hay, the conclusive Yirsut, receives from the nine Sumchim, which is in the Yud, and the nine Sumchim receive from the Yud and bestow to the Hay of Avaya, the conclusive Yirsut. 29. When the five sefirot of the letter Hay descend to their upper, from their upper, and from the nine that they rely on the Yud and do not know what descends in the Katnut Vak without Rosh, then the Hay crowns itself in the 50 wonders, the Tanhi from the Chazan down of Abba and Ima, which are dressed in the Hay Yirsut. These five Sumchim, the five Sefirot of Gadlut from the Chazan and above of Yirsut, you rely on them during the Gadlut, but when still in Katnut, they're called the 50 wonders, named after the Tanhi of Abba and Ima. And when the Hay crowns and extends in Gadlut, that receives the Gal, then it returns from the Nun to the Hay. Because in Katnut, when they have no place to stand themselves, they're named after the Tanhi of Abba and Ima, the 50 wonders. And in the Gadlut, when they stand themselves, they're named after the five sefirot of Tanhim that are from the Chazeh and down, which are the five Sumchim. 30. Three discernments of Yeshut according to their order. Five Samchim they extend below to the Yeshut bed, then the first discernment of the Yeshut stands on them, meaning clothes in them. And when the Bchina bed of the Yeshut shines with all of its lights, after it is completed in the Ibur Yenika and Mochin of Panim, then extend from it five other lights, the Bchina Gimel of Yeshut, the change and do not change right and left. They have right and left. Right, the light of Chasadim, that does not change ever. Like it's above, so it is at the end of the degrees down below. And the left, the light of Chokhmah, is revealed in Yeshut Gimel, and not in the two previous discernments of Yeshut, like in Abba and Ima. This light changes because it needs the clothing of the chasadim, and when it has no chasadim, it becomes darkness. And before comes out the middle line that unites the left with the right to receive the chasadim, the left line is darkness. 31. After the Zohar explained that come out the right and the left, the two lines, and the left line changes from darkness to light due to its separation from the right, it says that from here and on, it is about to be where the left line is about to correct by the upper force and the holy name, the Vav of the holy name, which is the middle line, that unites the right and left of the Yeshut, the Hey and the holy name. The left shall be concealed and the right, the left line, will be concealed from the Gar of Chochmah due to the force of its clothing and the Chasadim of the right, and the holy chariot shall purify by... I will... purified by it. 32. These five are four, because there are five against these five Somchim, which are the five Sfirot of Tanhim, and there are four against the four winds of the world, which are the three lines, right and left and middle, and the Malchut that receives from them. And each of these four lights has a chariot of its own, because these four lights, which are in the three lines, and the Malchut that perceives them, are the chariot. And as a result of these four lights being included in one another, therefore in each light, or each light has a chariot of its own, that each includes three lines, and the Malchut that perceives them. 33. Now what is clarified is the order of the degrees from one another, and all the chariots are included, each chariot in a single light, where each of the four lights that are in the three lines and the Malchut that receives them includes within it one chariot. And every light is included in these five Samchim, the Kachaptum of the Hay. And each of their sumech is included in the letter He, because they're her sfirot in the letter He, which is the comprehensive Yeshut, is included in these nine sumchim, which are the three discernments of the letter Yud. And each of these sumchim is included in the letter Yud, the very first higher point, Abba and Ima, that are included in the Abba and Ima, that is called the first higher point, in order for all of them to be one. Because all ascend and unite in Abba and Ima, and Abba and Ima in Ari Chanpin, and then all the Pelzufim of Atzilut become one. 34. And here the chariots that ascend to the letter Hayes from below up, they're the Chaf Hei Merkavot, because the five Samchim are the five chariots, and they're integrated and included in one another, where each Samech is included of the five chariots, and they're the Chaf Hei Merkavot, as it says that Yevarchucha, you will be blessed, the letters of Yevarchucho, 55 Merkavot chariots from 25 Merkavot from below up. From the letter He and above, these are the nine Merkavot, that nine of them, they rely on the Yud that stands on its own without any calculations, because even though that it has Chokhmah in it, the Chokhmah does not reveal in them, which is called the calculation. The nine chariots, nine of them, they rely on the Yud that stands on its own without any calculation, up to the Yud of a higher Abba and Ima, where everything is concealed within it. Because the higher Abba and Ima doesn't even have the revelation of the Chokhmah. And from here and on, the two letters of the Yud Kei of Avaya, which is the holy name of Zon, which are the Vav Kei of the holy name, that crown themselves in these two chariots of the letters Yud Kei and are included from one another, which are the Vav Hei, which are included in the Yud Hei, and these are the four letters of Avaya. 36. The Creator is called one. As it says, the Creator is our God, the Creator is one. The Creator is called the first. As it says, I am first. The first point, the Yud of Avaya. The Creator is called last. As it says, I am last. The Hei Tata of Avaya. 37. He is, as it says, and I am last, which is the lower He of the holy name. The chariot, the holy chariot of the last, as it says, Ve'et Achronim, the last is I. The last and the last ones, they're all as one, because the last is the Hei Tata of the Avaya, and the last ones are its chariot, and they're integrated in one another. He is Daled, the three lines in the Malchut that perceives them, which is the chariot. And these four are called the last. And all come from the side that is comes from above, from the side of the first Hei of Avaya, and from below, from the side of the Hei Tata, the lower Hei of Avaya. 38. This chariot, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Michael, right line, Gabriel, left line, Uriel, middle line, and Raphael, the Malchut that receives the illumination of the three lines. These are four, with one point standing atop them, which is the Malchut itself. They together are Hei, and it is called Hei only in these four angels, which are its chariot, and the final point, the Malchut that stands on them. And this Hei was Daled, which is the chariot. And by that point that dwells upon them, from the middle, which is the Malchut, becomes Hei. The Dalet of the chariot is the extension of the Chokhmah, and before the Malchut was cleaved on to the middle line, its chariot was under the control of the Chokhmah, where the left line did not connect with the right line. Therefore, it was poor, because it could not shine without the Chasadim. And therefore it's called Dalet, from the word Dalut, poorness. And this Hei was the Dalet, meaning that when it was in its chariot without the middle line, it was poor, it could not shine. And by that point that dwells upon them in the middle, which is the Malchut, it becomes Hei. Meaning that it becomes Hei after the Malchut cleaved on to the Zeranpin, the middle line, and it also becomes the middle point, and it dwells above its chariot, where then the Chokhmah clothes in the extended Chasadim of the Zeranpin. 39. There is the lower Hei below, the Malchut, which is interconnected to the first Hei, the Binah, and it is all one in one, where the Malchut completely cleaves on to the Binah, and they are as one. Where then the light of Chokhmah that is in the left of Binah controls the Malchut, because this is the first state of the Malchut before it cleaves on to the middle line. And then it is the time to cry, the time of judgments and the Mochin of Katnut that are called Bechia, as it says, Aha, Hey, that is in the word Aha, connected. Connected are the two letters Hey that hint about the Bina and the Malchut, and this word is points at the sorrow and connection, and this shows that the two letters of Hey, they hint about the evil force that is to revive this thing that was given the permission to revive, to encompass. It covers as if the Dalet and the four Malachim, they surround the point, and the Malchut still being cleaved on to the Bina, and it is not in the middle line. Then at this point, there is the tough Klipa that covers over it, and then the Klipa, the Malchut, and its light is covered in order not to reach the lower ones, and then there was the permission given to judge the world to evil judgments, because the Hei Rishona, the Bina, and the Hei Tata, the Malchut, both of them are one point, Hei, together. When the Malchut is not in the middle line, Zeranpin, but receives the Chokhmah from the left of Bina, without the mitigation of the middle line, then there is given the force to the Klipot to cover and to conceal the light all around for it not to come to the lower ones until it separates from the Bina and is corrected to receive all the lights from the Zeranpin. Then it is opened up for its enclosure and passes on to the lower ones. And because of that, that it is encompassed by evil down below, where it is enclosed by the evil from below, which is called the cover of the Dalut and Oni, meaning that the concealment hints about the that then the Malchut receives the left of the Bina, that then was the permission to encompass that evil that is the left of the Tachtonim. Then that point is in that hard klipa that covers over it, and being encompassed in it by the Malchut is a very hard shell. And then it is given permission to the world to be in evil judgment. There was given permission to all of the dinim to rule the world, because the first Hey, the Bina, and the Hey Tata'a, the Malchut, both of them are one point, Hey, together. Because the lower Hey has to be connected by the Vav of Avaya, the middle line, the Rachamim. And if it's connected in the Hey Rishona, where it receives from the left of the Bina, then from it extend all the judgments. Correspondingly, the connection of the two letters of the Hey hints about the Dinim, the judgments. 41. The Merkava, the chariot of the four angels, stands at the Hei Tata of Avaya, the Malchut. And they do not separate from one another ever. When the Malchut is not separated from its chariot, and its chariot does not separate from it. And at any place where there is Michael, which is the Rosh to the Malachim of the Merkava, of the chariot, there is the Shekhinah, because the Merkava never separates from the Shekhinah. Everything is connected in one another. All the four Malachim are integrated and included in one another, and they are connected within the point of the Malchut. And everything together is Hey, where the four angels with the Malchut upon them are five. 42. When it is one Hey, and it says the letter Aleph or the letter Yud, and it is in one point, and it is in the Malchut, then it comes to benefit the world. meaning by the combination of Aleph Hei or Yud Hei, which hints that the evil shell was broken before it and does not cover over it. Because the Aleph and Yud that precede the Hei are about to break their klipa, and this is the force of the creator of Ekya, because all this klipa to conceal this, it is because it receives from the left line of Bina the Chokhmah without the Chasadim. And the letter Aleph points at the mitigation of the disconnection of the Chokhmah and the mitigation of the Chokhmah and the Chasadim together in the depiction of the two letters of the Yud within it, right and left, and the middle line that unites them within one another, and the Yud shows about the Chesed. And therefore, if one of the two letters of these two letters preceded the Hei, the Malchut, it hints that already the Chokhmah, which is in the Malchut, is clothed with Chasadim. Where then the evil shell was broken that rules and controls the Malchut as long as its Chokhmah is without Chasadim. Because Aleph and Yud point at the abundance of the Chasadim that drives, that chases away the klipa from the Malchut. 43. And there is no holy name in the letters that are written in it where its chair does not stand on that letter which is in that name, what it relies upon, and that chair, it is what it relies on, because there is no king that does not come with his armies and is not alone. And therefore, Havayat Tzvot, all is one name, he and his chariots together, because the chariots are not separated from the holy name. And every letter of the holy name encompasses within it its own Merkava. And then everything is the holy name. 44. The letter He, it has a Merkava, the chariot, and the rulers down below, the Bia, because that letter, which is smaller than its friend, meaning the smallest of the ten Sefirot, is in Revelation, where the illumination of the Chokhmah is revealed in it. But all the other letters, they have no chariot to be integrated in those letters of their chariot and those that are below them, because there is no illumination of Chokhmah which is revealed to shine upon the lower ones in any sphere of the ten sphirot besides the Malchut. Because the Hei Tata, the Malchut, is included in the lower ones to the that are on the outside, and the Bia and the letters, other letters of Havaya are included in the holy chariots that did not shine the illumination of Chokhmah outwards, besides when they connect Eichalot and Eichalot, where the lower ones, they ascend to the upper ones, but they're not included in these letters to be as one letter. On Shabbat and on a holiday, the Bia ascend to the Atzilut and receive from the Bina and the Tiferet and Malchut of Atzilut, meaning on Shabbat and on holidays, the Heichalot connect with the Heichalot, where the Heichalot of Bia ascend to the Gedusha and receive also from the Sefirot, they're above the Malchut, because they stand at the Atzilut, at the place of the Sefirot themselves. And with all that, they're considered to be the externality of the Sefirot and not the Sefirot themselves. They're not included in these letters themselves to be as one letter, that they do not unite with them at all, but they become the externality. And moving on to the next part of the lesson, Tess.